Roswell, the differences. You know, I can see a tree right through that window. I know a couple people that live in Atlanta, and I've gone down to visit, and it's pretty busy. I worked down there for a little bit too. Nothing but buildings and, you know, concrete, and Roswell still has a lot of, you know, nice landscaping and beautiful historic homes and other beautiful historic buildings. For example, Highway 92, as I was just talking about, that is now a subdivision and commercial shopping center wreck. You know, expansion, you can't stop it. But they did it really nice with, they've got these nice picket fence looking things with nice trees and bushes lining as a buffer to the highway. And the biggest building here in Roswell is the Holiday Inn right down the road. 6, 7, 8 stories, something like that. And that's it. You know, I don't think there's any zoning for anything beyond that. So, it's mostly residential up here. There's a lot of small businesses, but mostly residential.
Do you think that Atlanta is influencing Roswell at all, or do you think Roswell's kind of maintained itself?
Whatever happens to Atlanta affects Roswell. Whatever happens to Roswell is going to affect Atlanta. Well, maybe not so much, but businesses in Atlanta, you know, they got to provide homes for them. If they don't want to live in Atlanta, they've got to have suburbs to live in, and Roswell is one of the good suburbs to live in with some of the best schools around. So Atlanta's affecting, Roswell is being affected by Atlanta by the building of those subdivisions, providing homes for the labor force that is in Atlanta. Roswell might be bringing people into Roswell for the labor force. And, you know, people want to move. They think, oh, Roswell, you know, great community to live in. And then they end up getting a job in Atlanta. So,
we need to pause for 1 second.